All right, we've got a couple of car reviews we're going to squeeze in right now. Richard, we'll start with you. 2025 CX90 3.3 Turbo S Premium Plus.
Well, there, Dad, but ultimately it's a 2025 Mazda CX90. This is their three-row SUV. This particular model had their six seat passenger configuration because this car does have a third row. Yes, is it a little bit smaller than some of those out there? Yes, but I will say this, Dad. Most of the cars in this segment, that third row, it's for kids only. It's
right.
Not for full-size
True.
Adults. And this car does it well. It's got a lot of nice interior apportionments, a lot of nice physical buttons. For those of you who haven't ran or touched a Mazda in a while, I encourage you to go out and do that because there's actually some rather interesting – well, I'll just say it just feels nice. It actually feels mm-hmm. pretty well put together. The way the buttons feel, their infotainment system, while it takes a little bit of getting used to, it's a really nice setup. The screen is nice. It's easy to use and easy to operate. Price on this vehicle, Dad, $58,500, so under $60,000. And this is about the top of the line trim level that you can get. They have a one above it, which is the plug-in hybrid version of it. And obviously, this vehicle is not that case. But it does have 340 horsepower, Dad, which is really great for the 3.3 liter. I think it's an inline six, if I'm not mistaken, turbo engine in this vehicle. Fuel economy, Dad, 23 and 28 for an average of 25, which is really good for this segment, I will say. They've done a tremendous job there. Overall, it's got a little, I guess the only cons to me is even with that turbo engine, it's got a little bit of lackluster acceleration, even especially at our altitude. However, you're buying a three-row, I'm going to call it kind of like that mid-size SUV, Dad, mm-hmm. so you're going to be able to
right.
haul kids around everywhere.
Right.
You're not really looking for a, you know, a really big race spurt. You know,
true.
You're not really looking to run off the line as fast as you possibly can. And so, but as far as the other interior portions, heated and ventilated seats, like I said, really nice, soft, you know, touch material, an easy to use car, you know, CarPlay, Android Auto display to where you can actually plug your phone in if you want to use it that way. I think they've got wireless as well, which a lot of these cars do these days too. Worked really well. Was really impressed with it. And again, this car, Dad, they redesigned in 2024, and it's one of our personal favorites. And you and I were talking about this earlier. We know folks that run their Mazdas for over 300,000 miles.
Yep.
And so this is definitely
yep.
a vehicle, Dad, that you can get that can grow with you. And, you know, if you've got a family of three right now, but maybe you're thinking about adding some, I would highly encourage you. This is a super, super competitive segment, but one, and in this vehicle, I would say one that I would rank really, really high.
Yeah,
so,
really quick. Mazda does a really great job of their apportionments for their price level and always have, and you get a lot of, let's just say it this way, you get a lot of bang for the buck when it comes to Mazda.
Well, you do, and again, depending on how you want to, you know, set these cars up, right? They kind of do it based on trim level.
That's right.
You know, I'm looking at the window sticker right now. There's not a whole lot of additions that you can put on these, but it makes it nice, right? You just kind of pick the trim level you
yep.
want,
yep.
which kind of comes with the stuff that you want on it, and they do a very nice job. Again, you get into this car, folks, and I'll say this. It feels like a car that's closer, about 10K more, right? Closer to $70,000 than it is $60,000, just of how it feels. A lot of nice soft touch materials throughout. So I encourage folks, get out, test drive these, Dad. Head to your local Mazda dealer. And when you do that, let them know that John and Richard Rush from Drive Radio and Rush to Reason sent you.
This is John Rush from Rush to Reason and Drive Radio. Thank you so much for listening. Check out more of our podcasts at rushtoreason.com or drive-radio.com.